When last time y'all got scammed?
I feel like
I ain't never been scammed.
I feel like I did.
Never?
I feel like I don't. You will have to come to my house. Me saying I owe something before I say that. I don't open mail. I don't hit on no links. You ain't scamming me, bro. Like the little toll thing. You ain't pay this toll. Okay, I'm not hitting shit.
I would say like my last time. I feel like my last time was a few months back. It hasn't been this year, but it was a few months back. Went to an event. And you know how they do the whole like parking on the side and shit, and then you got the guy. It's a legit parking lot, right? Yeah. And there's people pulling in, talking to the dude. You know what I'm saying? He got the jacket on, the vest. He got the vest on, and he's telling people, "Hey, you know what I'm saying? Yup, it's 20 to park."
Yeah.
I'm like, he's like, "Oh yeah, cool, it's cool. Yeah, go ahead, put up here." And I was like, "Hey, you know what I'm saying, Cash App or anything else, because I ain't got no cash."
He's getting
$20. Like, "Yeah, I got Cash App, yeah." And then I was like, "So what is it?" I knew something was up first. Flag.
He said, "Give me your phone."
Yeah. I know not to do that part. Yeah. Nobody can have my shit. So I was like, "No, I got to just tell me." He was like, "Yeah, is this?" So he did tell me what it was. The name came up. It's him in a ski mask on my profile. It didn't pop up until after I paid. And then, like, he goes back and finished working with the other couple that was waiting to pay to park as well. And then, as I park the car, I see him walk off, like, breeze the fuck off. And I'm thinking he going to run to, like, you know what I'm saying, either get a car, move car, switch out, or just take a break or whatever. But that nigga, he ain't come back. So he was done. He was gone. I was like, damn.
You only lost 20.
Yeah. Did you park there, though?
Yeah, I parked there.
They didn't tell you?
It wasn't like a toll lot. It was one of those, like.
It went on paid lot?
Yeah, it was one of those lots that they don't pay a lot. Like, niggas just. Yeah. That's Atlanta for you. Like,
damn.
It was over there by Escobar.
Two Chase Street,
yeah.
Oh damn!
I was like, damn. Okay, it's cool. Whatever.
Yeah, last time I got scammed was parking. It was what you call it? It was like when I first moved here and shit. Motherfucker like came up. He was like, "Hey man, I got a little time left on this ticket, you know."
Yeah. But that was some years back though. So you ain't got scammed in a minute, is that? Or you said the same thing happened recently?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so you ain't been scammed since then?
Yeah.
Oh, you just bringing up a time?
No, that's the last time I got scammed I can remember.
Oh shit! Okay, that's what's up.
Now you got me thinking. Like, have I been scammed since then? Like, no, I've been on kind of high alert because the thing is, when you get scammed, then your wife find out. Now you're the stupidest nigga in the world.
Yeah, I didn't miss out on some probably lucrative opportunities because I thought that shit was a scam. Like. Just because of being weary of that shit. I'm sure I done lost out on
a PPP loan.
Yeah,
I
really fucked.
All my boys got it. I'm like, man.
I still so think I would have been fucked on that, but I just saw good.
I'm so mad about I ain't do that shit.
And I had a legit business, man. I
would have been straight.
So do I, but I still feel like I would have been fucked. Yeah, with my luck, it would have been some way.
You got to pay that shit back.
Yeah, somehow, some way, I would have been fucked.
I ain't gonna say no names, but my boy got scammed at work. I ain't gonna say no names, but he said like a homeless dude asked to use his phone, and I guess he didn't. He don't have a lock on his Cash App.
I got locks on every financial.
Like, how do you not have like?
I don't know. I don't know what he did. He said the dude walked off, and he didn't.
Gonna walk over my shit.
Then he got home. He like, dude, cashed out himself $200.
That was generous.
Like,
yeah,
no, he took $200. Like,
he cashed
himself.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't expect him to tip. Like, you know, because you can see, it's like from the Cash App, you can see how much money they got.
Oh, yeah.
And now, if you link it to your bank account, it can just drop from there.
Yeah, so you can get even more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he only $200.
I ain't got that shit.
I mean,
he said I gotta add shit. I have to add the money to.
Oh, I got both.
See, I got it straight from my bank account.
Like, so if I use my Cash App and like it's connected to the bank, but it's not like connected.
You can't
it's
just add funds.
Yeah, I can add funds.
Yeah,
but
what I'm saying.
But
like,
if I use my Cash App and I don't have the money in the Cash App, it doesn't pull from my bank.
You got to put the money into the Cash App.
I have to put the money into the Cash App to do so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I could just pull straight.
Pull straight out. Yeah. Send me my money. But he got hit with that, man. That was crazy. I said, people don't got phones in 2025? Like, it's at least $200. He's like, I needed that $200.
Yeah, this nigga the other day, he tried to get me coming out of Kroger. I don't even know if it was a scam or not. He was just like, I need a ride. And I was just like, first of all, I was like, hey, man, I'm in a hurry. He was like, no, I need a ride. It's going right over here on Snapfinger. It's right there. I was like, man, what? I ain't even going that way. I am going that way.
But nigga, I know.
He was like, I got my grandkids and all that shit. I was like, where they at? No. Whole time, this nigga's in a motor scooter. So I'm like, I ain't trying to put your wheelchair back up in here and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a rush, dog.
Can you leave that here?
I feel bad when I drove right past where he was going.
He was looking at you like, that's that.
No. I was talking about like the place he was trying to get me to take him. Yeah, it was on the way home.
You pulled right to that.
I drove
direction.
Right past it. Like, what if he was telling the truth? Fuck it.
You know what? I remember that time we went golfing and I went to the liquor store when we were coming back to the crib.
Yeah.
And the little homeless dude was asking me for money. So I go into the liquor store and I pay with cash. They looking through the window like, bro, I took off to my car so fast, I didn't even look right. I just looked left. So they looking at me, give out cash.
Hey, they be mad as hell when they find out you got some money and shit. They be like, how dare you not give me your money that I just asked you for?
Yeah.
Get the fuck on.
I don't like when they right outside of the restaurant that you about to go in to like purchase the food, and they do ask you, like, hey man, can you buy me something, like some food? Like,
yeah.
They not asking for money. They say, hey man, I'm just trying to get something to eat. Can you buy me? My thing is, if I say yes, don't start telling me what you want. I'm gonna go in there and I'm gonna buy exactly what the fuck I want to buy for you.
You getting this phone for me?
You can't tell me. And this one, you can't be picky with what's on the menu. This one, I did that at Chipotle one time, man. A homie got.
Oh, nigga, want big meal.
Damn,
man. Ain't no discounted meals in that.
Talk about. It was like a vegan burrito at that. I'm like, this nigga.
You got dietary restrictions, my nigga?
No meat.
Bro, and it was more than my fucking food with meat. I was like, damn, okay. Whatever. God gonna bless me on the back end.
Let's start the show, man.
vegan? I didn't know you could do that at Chipotle, man.
People on that goofy shit.
I hate them.
There's people out here tweaking, bro.
I hate them.
If you ready for the show, say.
I hate them.
Say.
I hate them.
Say.
I hate them.
Welcome to the I Ain't Going Show, where anything goes except us. I'm your host, CJ.
Awesome, CJ-ish.
Here with my boy, my co-host, D.
He is in his bag.
And we got a special guest, man. He's back for the shit.
He's back.
Fifth. He's sixth back. Sixth time. You know what I'm saying? We got Big Chris in the building, man. Right.
Just pop up, man. They call me. I'm here, man. You know, blessing to be here, man. You know, a lot has changed since the last time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a father now.
He's no longer a stepdad.
No longer.
He is 2 weeks old today. You know, he's at home now.
Oh.
Let me come outside and play. So, you know, it's good being here, man. You know.
And she said we better not be sick, so you know.
I know. I'm going to check y'all temperature before I leave.
Oh, yeah, right? Them germs. You got to come in the house, take the clothes off.
Yeah. Like, spray me down with Lysol. But yeah, I'm doing good though, man. I'm doing good.
Man. That's good, man. You came in here in good spirits, man. You on like a broken. I know.
Hey, man.
You know niggas be looking broken after they have a kid.
Yeah, you look rested.
Hey, like, I was looking rough the first week. I ain't had no haircut, man. I had to get a haircut today, man. I couldn't come on the show, man. I looking rough, man. But yeah, I'm doing good now, man. You know, I see what happened with my mother-in-law lady this weekend. So.
Oh, then shit get real.
It's gonna get real.
Yeah, it's just us.
It's just us.
Eyes gonna be red.
So we gotta keep this motherfucker alive. Together?
Like, they ain't gave us no man.
Like, they ain't right? Like, geez.
We walked in the house. I was like...
I forget everything they told me.
I was like, damn. So they just let us come on with this motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Now, for the second child, you a pro, though. Like, to be honest with you. But the second one, you like, all right, cool.
I never know.
We're just going to do this and do woo-woo.
You might, man. You might, never man. Know, bro.
You ain't snipped, so your yeah, ass.
You
know,
you might know.
You have no night, way of like
a tequila night, and then she
of,
like,
of preventing that. Like that just doesn't make sense.
I'm seeing at work sweating one day. I'm like, what's wrong, man? It's another one, man.
Like all it takes is for her to be like, yeah, I ain't on something, or yeah,
you ain't gonna see if I'm sweating. It's coming because I'm drunk. I came to work drunk. That's what's gonna happen. Like, yeah, he going through it. Send me home. I'm still drunk. I drank in the car.
But why is that though? A lot of you know, people get have a kid and they start drinking. Like all my homeboys that didn't drink started drinking.
Nigga,
what do you mean?
It becomes a necessity. Like,
my brother, I was on a ride here with my brother. He like, I could be doing crack. So I decided to drink.
You can.
Like,
hey, you can. Why they you still selling that?
But then he really, won't be there for the kid. Where's daddy?
You raised strong kids. Successful.
Like, no, like, why? Why he go so extreme?
Oh, man. Shit, man. How your week been?
Man. Sorry, I just saw a purchase come through on my phone. I was like, scam. I was like, oh, Patreon. Okay, cool. Yeah, man. My week's been cool, man. Been just working, got back from Chicago, went and this was our second time doing it, but we went to an infused like brunch. The first time we did it was a dinner. So it was kind of like more like full course meals and shit like that. So this time it was more like just like finger foods and like brunch stuff.
We
like,
had.
Like it wasn't, but it wasn't like I will say, although it was good, it was not like brunch food, like Atlanta brunch food. You know what I'm saying? It was like.
When grits. And,
It wasn't like all the.
Chicken. Yeah.
It was all cold foods. Like, yeah, like some.
So I was eating Lunchables, nigga?
Having finger foods?
Yeah, pretty much. Like some meat, some like, you know, things, but it was all infused and had stuff in it.
Hit y'all with the cold cuts.
Yeah. I mean, but other than that, man, it's always a good experience to like, you know, try and.
Wait. The infused, the finger foods is infused?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so it's just like, you know, they're all cooked with, like, oils and marijuana, like,
and it was just a free-for-all. Extract niggas just
like that. Yeah. They put in we had, like, teas and stuff like that, too, to help.
Did anybody get fucked up?
No, we all good. I mean, like I said, because it was the brunch and it was, like, finger foods, a lot of us in our tolerance, like the ones that had weak tolerances, like they did get, you know, nice and, you know, feel good. But
niggas like you and Snoop and
yeah,
them.
Like we was over there like
more.
So who gonna roll up? We go, oh, downstairs, let's go. And then after that, I was like, yeah.
You're sick of all this kiddie shit.
Exactly. That's when it took me there. I was like, yeah, we down there talking about Elon Musk and everything, having deep conversations. that definitely, you know what I'm saying, turned out well. So, I mean, other than that, man, it's always good to visit. You know, Chicago's starting to get warm and shit. So, it's that time of year where it's like, it's just beautiful to be there, man. When it's cold, it's ass, though.
Super. I tell you, look like when they blew up the sky on the Matrix. Just dark.
Yeah, just gloomy as fuck. Like what the
like, damn, it's 2:00. Like, shit. Why I look like this?
Man, why everything look great? Yeah. But how about you?
Oh, we cool, man. Like I said, it was my short week, so I just been going to the gym, chilling, trying to be a good dad and, you know, husband and shit, you know. that shit hard. That shit hard, man.
Sound like you like going like, are you on a journey for this or something?
Nah,
like,
I'm cool, like, man. You know,
trying to be a good dad.
You know, last week we was into it, so you know, had to come around and make shit whole, and you know, you got to do it on everybody. And
yeah,
you know that shit. So
typically,
but yeah, it's cool. It's cool. Everything cool now. You know, niggas got understandings. You know, she did say some silly ass shit. That I had to bring up. I had to tell her how silly it was. Then I told a therapist. We had therapy today. I told her how silly this shit was. And she kind of agreed.
Are y'all going together? Or?
Yeah, we going together.
Oh, man. We did that one time, and it was like the last time we went.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she didn't like it because the therapist was on my side.
Oh, yeah. Because the therapist be logical.
Yeah. She. Like,
so, yeah. But I mean, she asked if she could come on the show.
The therapist?
No. No, my wife. Yeah. And I was like, so let me get this straight. You wanna come on the show that you don't listen to because you don't like the way that I talk. I said, what kind of fucking sense do that make? I said, so you wanna get mad in person?
Don't lie.
She was like, I'm gonna be professional. I was like, nah. You gonna suck the energy out this motherfucker, and it's gonna be bad.
I mean, she been on the show a couple times.
Yeah, so. But you know, niggas be acting different. By me, I'm niggas, and I'm just like, okay, it's one day. But like, I'm not doing that shit no more. So I told the therapist. The therapist was like, hold on. Didn't you say you hate the show? So why would you? You know, I don't. Were you trying to do something else? I'm like, See, ain't this shit crazy? Yeah. But yeah. I was like, you can't fucking come on the show.
Or y'all just use it as like a way to create your own show. Mm-hmm. Or that is separate from
or
this.
Or do like a couple thing on the show, you know.
I already live with her. but I love my wife.
You get to share that with
the, I gotta share some more shit.
The fans.
He said, I can't have the fans. Anything.
Yeah, with the world. Like, you get to put that out there for all of those who want to listen.
Okay. That show will be over with.
It could be, or it could be alive. Come on, every week, love and hip hop type thing. You know?
Yeah, I guarantee. Like, or like, what is it? Pod Wives with on the Joe Budden Network. Like, but that just you and her.
It's gonna be her walking out the fucking room.
Or it's like
you can do this shit by yourself.
or you could treat it like Skip and his wife.
Oh, just started saying shit. Yeah.
So,
yeah. Girl I used to fuck with that you ain't like, let's talk about her. Even though we did it that shit years ago. Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. Some ratings. One day, I don't know. No.
Or just find a show where y'all don't talk about relationship shit.
Yeah.
It could just be like the shit that y'all do agree with and love to talk about. You would talk about that. Yeah. And that would be the basis of the show. Because in that way, she would be, I think that's what she's wanting. She wants to come on this show because it's an opportunity to bond and be with her husband.
Dog, we live together.
Yeah, but this is.
We are married.
But this is this is sharing your passion with her.
We ain't got to share everything.
Okay, all right.
You ain't got to do what I do.
I got shit. We got shit that we do together. We ain't got to do all this.
We got like, shit together.
I'm going to a concert by myself in July. I was like, you want to go? She was like, if you want me to go. I was like, do you want to go? It's a bunch of people that you don't fucking know. And you ain't going.
What concert you going to?
Toto.
Oh.
Yeah. And Christopher Cross. Some Yacht Rock niggas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, it's the same shit she said.
You got it.
So I just gotta reassure her that I'm going Toto, and I'm not gonna meet up with no broad or no shit like that.
Is Toto black?
No, they white.
Okay, then I don't know.
Yeah, they sing Africa, Rosanna, whole thing. You heard some of their songs. You just ain't know who the fuck they was.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, like I was just like, you ain't got to do all that. Anyway, I'm just like, she was like, if you're not going to be mad, I was like, no, I ain't going to be mad. You ain't got to. Cool, that's cheaper. I'm going to sit in the lawn. I'm going to sneak in some liquor because I'm not paying them high prices. I'm going to chill. I'm going to come home.
Until you come home.
What? No.
She's like, you had fun at that concert, huh?
She'll probably be asleep. Yeah. Now, she don't hate on fun shit that I do that she don't care about. She hate on fun shit that she think fun too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's what she'd be mad. Like, if I went to a fucking Chris Brown concert, she'd be mad than a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would never. I
that's your thing, bro.
I would never do that. But anyway, my week been cool. man. All right, before we get in the, excuse me, Black History in the Making, we got to shout out our sponsor, Stogie Tobacconist. Stogie Tobacconist, premium cigars for the culture, respect the smoke.
Smoke something, bitch.
As you can see on the ticket right here, go to StogieTobacconist.com, hit them up for their premium cigars, use promo code I Ain't Going,
and
hit them up for their mobile cigar lounge for your next event. It's getting warm outside, like you said. We told y'all they travel, they will travel. With money, you know what I'm saying? So whatever you're trying to do for your next event, have them come out, smoke outside, barbecues, family reunions, or just a guy's night, man. Whatever you're trying to do. Tell them about the discount, boss.
Yeah, man. So I was with, you know, one of the partners this past weekend, and he said, hey, make sure you tell them that they book with us and mention your name.
What?
Or CJ's name.
What?
Or the I Ain't Going Show.
What?
They going to give you 12 of them things.
What?
12 premium cigars.
What?
For the free, just for booking with them. So, you heard it right here. He said it.
Y'all heard him when he called him. We woke him up out of bed to make up the deal that he made up. And you heard it again when we talked to the nigga. Every time he come in town, it'd be like on an off day or some shit. It'd be like, oh yeah, I'm coming in like the day after or the day before we play.
Yeah.
Whatever, the day before.
About to move some shit around next time.
Yeah. All right, man, let's get into Black History in the Making. Black History in the Making, as we always say, we want to shout out our ancestors for everything they did for us to get to this point right here. And we also want to shout out the good Black people that are doing things right now to help us progress and move forward. Now, I had to bring this up last minute because I had some other shit going, but after fact checking, you know, I had to move some shit around. But at the same time, Rashawn Williams grew up south side of Chicago, graduated from Morehouse College, member of Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity. He's now a limited partner of the Atlanta Falcons and a venture capitalist with over 170 investments and more than 50 successful exits. Up for that brother. My hometown dude. But he also came out here doing his thing and shit.
Got to do right.
You don't hear, I mean,
right,
you hear
your money, man.
Yeah, man, you don't hear a lot of Black owners, even though like it's a smaller portion of it, but still, like,
shout out to him, man. You know, he a Kappa, you know, even though I'm a Sigma, you know, shout out to the D9 frat doing good.
Bloods and the Crips.
Shout out to him, man, doing good things, man. Positive Black brother.
Hey, I met some Sigmas, man. Like a couple weeks ago, man.
Yeah, like they were Crips. I met some Crips the other day.
I was just going to say, up in there looking
who came
like,
out first?
Looking like some GDs.
Who got some GDs?
they cool. They definitely cool, man. I ain't going front. Like, I mean, I don't know if a lot of the frats will like agree or disagree with like the other, you know, fraternities being cool or not, but like I feel like I've met a lot of like whether they're Q Dogs or
Kappas cool.
Or like, you know what I'm saying, Sigmas, mm-hmm. like y'all some decent motherfuckers, man, which is it's expected, it's part of the whole like organization anyway, so
We all cool, man.
Chapters be beefing
cool, yeah. We be beefing with our own frat brothers sometimes, but you know, yeah, it happens, man.
Just like the Crips. man. All right, man, let's get into That Just Happened.
That just happened.
Well, I almost hit smoke something, bitch.
See, I was ready to say it for you. You know what I'm saying? That's how conditioned I am for you to fuck up. At least once. It's like, what are these drops? Yeah.
Look, I've been reading through, man. I don't know how long it's going to last. But we got another good church scam going on, man. Your boy Marvin Sapp came out here and bullied his congregation. Show this right here.
And they understand the cost that is involved. There's 1,000 of you. I said, close them doors. Ushers, close the doors. Close the doors. Close the doors. We all gonna leave together. Y'all ain't going no place but to the restaurant. There's 1,000 of you tonight, and those that are watching, it's 1,000 that's watching online. This is a small seed. If I get 1,000 online to give this, if I get 1,000 in the sanctuary to give this, that's $40,000 tonight. I'm challenging each of you all down here to give a $20 seed. I actually think $20 is a lot of money. $20, believe it or not, when my late wife Melinda P. Sapp was alive, was a good date.
So would y'all have stayed?
I would have bounced, bro.
I would have stayed to see what happens next. Would I have been bullied into paying some shit? No.
The ushers make you come out. You sitting in your seat?
Nigga, it's either that or kick me out. Which one you want to do? So either way, you ain't getting it.
I feel like the way he was in his bag, he probably would have made you come up to the front and made an example out of you. Tried to hold you in front of everybody.
This brother didn't want to pay today.
Can we see on the line? See, this is what.
Put me on the jumbo. The jumbotron. Look, me. Hey, y'all.
This is called not receiving your blessing.
I wouldn't have paid, bro. Like, he would have been mad at me.
Yeah,
bro.
Dog. Yeah, I'd have been like, hey, let me out this bitch.
Like, this before, is kidnapping. This is
let
kidnapping.
Let me out before I blow or tear some shit up.
No, then I just would have went live. I'm like, hey, Marvin Sapp got us in here. He told him to lock the doors. He ain't letting us out. He want $20. He begging like a motherfucker.
He's like, no, I mean, but it already got out. Somebody filmed it, right?
Like, no, this was on like the church thing.
Oh, so he didn't care about that. He didn't care about you going live to say he was going to show it anyway.
Like, I got your money
look
anyway.
Look how I did these niggas.
I got your money anyway. But yeah, I wouldn't have paid him nothing. I've been at church many a times. Can somebody give $100 off? And they look at me, I'd be like.
How do y'all feel about the begging pastors and preachers?
Bro, he got millions, bro. That man got millions, bro.
Gee, I will say that, and this is like a shameless plug, that the Change Church with Pastor Darius here in Atlanta, like his church, bro, he even says, like, I'm the least begging like pastor y'all will know. And literally, bro, like, you know how there's always that time of giving at church?
Yeah.
He does not do that. To the point
y'all
where
y'all don't have an offering?
No, you do, but it's at the very end as he's about to leave. He's like, hey, look, if y'all, you know, have in your heart you want to give, if you want to support, here's a QR code.
Oh.
Or you could come go online at any time. Like, he, like, literally, and they open it.
Shouldn't that make you feel good about it?
Yeah. Bro, that's why I was like, gee, like, this
I got a little something for you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, obviously, he's pretty well off. Like, he has, he's opening up another church, and he has, like, already, like, three.
Marvin Sapp getting royalties. Probably tax-free.
Like, money, man.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that's proof that they don't always be needing that. Like,
they don't never need it.
Well, there's some churches that part of, like, growth, like, they
no,
but
of
really,
course,
but like, really, like, what is it, the deacons and the like, whoever the board members are, like, those, like, the investors and people that invest, like, they the ones that with the real money. Like, our money is not really gonna help give the church a new
my thing is, he didn't even say what the fucking money was for.
He ain't say it was no building fund. Yeah. He ain't say nothing.
Yeah,
from he is new, in Africa something. He was just like, Rolls Royce. I need 40. And nobody, we ain't leave until I get 40.
And what is 40,000 gonna do? I know you done seen way more than that before.
He probably needed gas.
Yeah. He probably needed some gambling money.
Need gas, G.
But I'm gonna tell you some funny stuff, though. I went to my wife's grandma's church, and the pastor was on the same tip, man.
Oh, like Martin Mama?
Like, nah, for real. Like, the whole sermon, I'm like, he didn't talk really nothing about the Bible. He was like, I just bought my wife a new Mercedes.
Oh, hell no.
Y'all ain't come to the birthday party. I'm like,
oh, hell no.
Y'all don't support the first lady.
Nigga sound like Drake.
I said, this is not preaching.
Yeah, bro, you can miss, like, me with that,
like,
shit. Bro.
I was sitting there like, you ain't getting a dollar from me. Her grandma looking like, you.
Y'all didn't come to the birthday party.
Like, he was talking to the members. Like, he
probably had to pay to get in that bitch.
He had a birthday party for his wife, and none of the members showed up like that.
Oh, you know, well, nobody like your wife, dog.
And he like, I just bought a new Mercedes. I'm like, he losing y'all church money to buy.
Hey, hold on. We can't just gloss over that. Ain't nobody come to the birthday party?
No, I don't. Like, not a lot. Like, only like maybe three other congregations. Like, nobody came. That's when he blessed them with
them
the
niggas
car.
Don't like y'all.
Like, I'm like,
them
man,
niggas
this
do not like y'all.
I was like, I, you know, I wasn't. This, I'm not even a member of this church, so I didn't really
like
care.
Church people go to everything that other church people have.
Yes, they go to everything. I guess he was upset because he talked about that in his sermon. He like, let me take a part out. I got a new Mercedes, and y'all wasn't there to thank her for her Mercedes. Basically, that's all I got out of the sermon. He like new members stand up. I've been sitting there like,
No,
kiss my ass. So
yeah, I gotta figure out if I like this church before I even start announcing shit like that.
Like, I will not be back.
Yeah, niggas be like, "Oh, what's your name? Where you from?" And they do all that type of shit. Be like, "Nah, I ain't even really feeling you like that. You just asked me for $60. You don't even know me on my name and shit."
Yeah,
I used to get mad when preachers try to pray for me. Like, bro, you don't know me. I don't even know if you know. You might have a demon in you. Don't touch me, bro. Like, one time I moved out of his way. Like, hey, don't touch me, bro.
Who was that to say, "Hey, don't pray for me"?
I was like, "Yeah, bro, everybody, you know, a little prayer is okay.
You don't let everybody touch you, bro." I was like, "You ask my mama."
I forgot what it was, like, "Man, don't pray for me." Oh, that was what you call it? Somebody talking about Tiffany Hilliard or some shit like that.
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Was that the activist?
He was like, "Don't pray for me." I don't like when niggas pray for me. Damn.
Yeah. I don't need no prayer from you.
Can't let anybody touch you.
I don't even know you like that, man. Speaking of not knowing like that, Swizz Beatz says that him and Alicia Keys have never had an argument. They've been married for well over a decade. Y'all believe him?
That's a lie. I know they had an argument after the Usher Super Bowl. They had an argument right after that. Dancing on this nigga in front of TV? Nah.
I doubt that. Like,
you don't think he was mad?
Nah, because I feel like Swizz like is in the entertainment space and they all know that shit. Like, Halle Berry walked up to another nigga and kissed him on the mouth in front of everybody. These niggas just move like that.
It was some talk after that.
I don't know. I think it was some light talk. But he did that to her though.
Yeah, but that was years ago, motherfucker.
Nigga, and it's a joke of payback. And she looked at the wife and was like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it is Halle, so anybody.
She's going to do a swing on it. Like,
but I'm just saying, like, I don't know about that. I feel like what Swizz is saying is potentially a lie because he's just probably framing it up like, oh, yeah, we don't argue. We debate or we have a slight disagreement. Man,
fuck shit.
We talk things out.
We don't get loud with each other. We stay.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
But like, I mean, honestly, I think that if you didn't, like, I feel like every relationship needs that though. You need some type of, you need to be able to have arguments and debates, and because that helps you work through certain differences, right?
Yeah, of course.
Like, it helps you grow and build. If you ain't never argued, then what are y'all
coming to America? Whatever
and that's boring. Shit, yeah. Sometimes you want a little. I ain't saying it because that sounds toxic. I don't like.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I hate whenever
I
that
hate,
shit.
I hate arguments because I hate.
Damn.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I hate.
So that. I don't mean it like that, but I also feel like I appreciate the fact that, like, you ever get into an argument and, like, it's just like, damn, this motherfucker is not getting me. She is not fucking listening to what I'm saying. She not
understanding. Because they trying to win.
And she's doing the same thing. And then, like, at the end, like, y'all fuck around and be like, oh, yeah. And y'all worked it out. Like, we did that shit in front of the kids one time just by accident. But I felt like that was a good moment for the kids to see that, yeah, mommy and daddy have disagreements. We argue. But look at how we just solved that together.
Yeah, and look how dad's gonna die a little earlier because of this
mama
shit.
Mama stressing me
out. They don't know nothing about
that. I hate that shit. Yeah. Even when we work it out. Like, we could have worked this out in the beginning.
Yeah, of course. We could have saved a lot of time. Yeah.
What type of argument person are y'all? Like, when me and my wife get into it, when I'm done, I'm done.
Yeah.
And then she like, then 3 days later, I know about the other. I don't want to hear it no more. After we talk about it, I'm done.
Oh, you can do that? Back
up. Yeah, I know.
Beast mode.
I don't bring it back up. Like, after the argument, I'm done. Like, I don't hold nothing. I told her, like, we're going to be married for 30 years. I'm not losing sleep over a stupid argument.
Damn, that's a set time?
No, I'm just saying. Like, the next
we
time,
got 30 years bro, and that's
like,
it.
Look, actually, like a copyright, nigga. Oh, we out.
30 years until we get this car.
The
this
black
car
man lives an average of 75 years. I'm almost 40. Come on, I'm doing the math here, bro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But if we live long, if we do longer, hey, I understand, but I'm just saying, like,
it just sounds like you buying a house.
30 years.
30 years. You know what I'm saying? Fix.
I'm just saying.
Got my like, check.
Fix rate.
I'm
gone.
I'm just saying about the arguments. Yeah. Man. Like, I don't let it sweat me, bro. Like, sometimes she can be.
So you just be done with it. It never comes back up again.
Oh, she gonna bring it back up. She gonna be like, you know how funny it is. You know, she say stuff.
And
like
you
that.
Just like dead it.
I said, look, I'm not going back there. That was yesterday.
Mm. Even if it ain't resolved.
I don't want to talk about it, bro. She don't even remember the argument after like 2 weeks.
She might.
Oh, okay. So you let it just wear out.
Yeah, like she gonna forget about it. Like then she'll come back. I'm sorry, baby. Yeah, sometimes I want the argument so I can go do what I want to do. I said I need her to be angry on Friday so I can get on the show. But you know what happens on Friday? She want to be my friend. I said, no. Stay mad. Stay mad one more day.
Keep that same energy. That's all
don't
I'm saying.
Don't piss off some more.
Yeah. Like, damn, what can I do?
I'm leaving.
I'm going to drink her orange juice.
I'm going to drink
damn. Oh, no, he didn't.
I'm going to leave this much in.
Or eat her leftovers, but she hate that. You hate my leftovers? Man.
Yeah, nah.
I tried
wife.
That dead shit a long time ago.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Nah, motherfucker's relentless, dog. we can fix it in the fight, and she'll get mad about something that happened in the fight and bring that up. Like, it's just the way you be doing shit sometimes. I be like, dog, get the fuck out of my face.
Bro, listen, I didn't try it at all.
Oh, yeah, we know your way.
I didn't try to agree with you on everything.
Don't like,
yeah, you know what? You right, babe. I fucked up. It was my bad. You right.
It's too easy.
I didn't try that. I didn't try to put my foot down like, hey, I said it's done. It's enough. I don't want to talk about it. Hey, why the fuck is you throwing shit? Why you gotta throw shit?
God.
Like, what is this about? Like, what really happened?
What is this about?
I tried to confuse it, huh? What you mean?
You ain't dumb.
What you called that shit out? Like she just, oh, you stupid? You stupid now? Like, damn. Like, all that shit, man. It's just years of shit.
Damn, so ain't no winning.
They just trying to break us.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, now it's just like, it's just age now. Now it's age like, babe, listen. Either we gonna go here or we gonna go there. Like, it's gonna be shit that I got time to date for, and it's gonna be shit that I'm just like.
I don't really be having time for shit.
Yeah, it's like, oh, since I stopped drinking.
Oh, man.
I don't have, like.
I'm saying like niggas had problems.
Like he got out of
class. Yeah, like he had rehab. 30 days. Got my chip.
Like, no, I just like, because like when I drink, I don't get like angry or aggressive or anything. I get passionate. So I'm more so like.
You drink?
Real
talk.
You
drink? Huh? You turn to Drake when you drink?
Yeah, pretty much. I got time to debate and go back and forth with you is what I mean by that. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only thing. But like when I don't, or if I smoke or something, I'm more laid back.
Yeah.
I'm just like.
But when you just stone sober, it's just like.
Yeah, it's like,
fuck?
Oh, it's stressful when you sober. So it's stressful. You're like, ah, why do you want to just piss me off? Like, why is it that, why do we have to go here? This could have been light. This could have been just so little fucking, and like you said, it could have been done hours ago. Cause that shit is different when you argue and you come to, and we can move on for this, but. It's different when you argue and y'all both come to a mutual understanding of like, damn, you know what? You right. I love you. Blah, 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 blah. But it's more frustrating when you try. Like,
well, fuck it then.
You've been arguing for hours and this motherfucker hit you with the, oh, well, you didn't say it like that. Or I didn't see it that way, but now I see it that way. Thank you, but what the fuck? Like, damn. We just went through 2 days of this shit.
I ain't say it in a while, but I used to be like, dog, if you was a dude, I'd punch you in your mouth.
Man, oh. Man, we ain't had no argument like that, though. She get mad, don't want me to touch her. Because I be getting on her nerves. I'm like, baby, bye, let me get a kiss. No, don't touch me. I'm like, all right.
Arguments don't be bad. What we talking about ain't as bad as the argument.
Yeah.
We could be talking about some stupid ass shit, but we didn't got to arguing over this. And the argument got bigger than what the fuck we talking about over nothing.
Oh, ain't nothing worse than arguing about a female that don't even know that y'all arguing about. Like, she out here living her world free and clear, ain't saying shit to you or your wife, and you and your wife having a full blown argument, like you fucked her or something. Like you, all she did was,
why she liking too many of your pictures?
You liked her picture, and she is, unbeknownst to her, like she is the fucking one taking shots in this household.
All type of bitches.
All types of shit. Like
you like too many pictures.
You know, good transition into this one. they got the Girl Scouts going wild, man. That was a bad choice of words.
Whoa.
Girl Scouts sold $800 million worth of cookies in 4 months. I think we all bought some, right?
Yeah. No. I didn't tell my wife.
You ain't buy none?
I bought some and ate them at work.
You didn't get none from Zuri? Is she a Girl Scout? I don't know.
Maybe my wife did it.
No, I bought some at the grocery store.
Were they Girl Scout cookies or were they just like the
Girl Scout
or were they?
Oh, that was that popcorn.
Yeah,
shit.
Like wasn't it something else?
I don't know. My wife be like, "We bought some." I'd be like, "All right."
Yeah, I'd be the same way. Like, okay. So when they say thank you to me, I just know to. Oh yeah, no problem. You know, hey, it's all good.
But that's crazy though. $800 million in 4 months is wild, dog.
Like, they been trapping.
Like they trapping, bro. Like, they do it right and take the whole summer off.
800 million. Like, 800 million. They still in these fucked up ass tents when they go camping.
I mean, that's part of their, you know, building character type thing, bro.
Yeah, they should be, like, glamping by now.
I mean, something. Or how, like, state-of-the-art camp equipment. You know, like,
we in the RV this year, man. The numbers came in. Hey, y'all did it. Like, they need to have them at the press at the conference, like, Wolf of Wall Street and shit. Like,
That's wild, though, man. Like, that's wild. And they always send a little sad girl to you at the grocery store. And the mama like, you better smile.
Yeah. They don't want to fucking be there.
Like, they don't want, they getting forced.
You made them get in Girl Scouts so they can have friends. Now you making them trap on a weekend when they could be playing. So
we need to buy the cookies for the off season and resell them, dog. Double the price, bro.
Yeah. Like,
August, September. We all
like, my daughter at, yeah. Oh, yeah, we got, oh, she's too young. Borrow Steve kid.
my neighbor, she a true G. Like, she like get her daughter to, they both be posted up at the entryway of our subdivision.
They be on the corner
with the table and everything. Cars pull up let me get. I was like, damn, that's smart.
Hey, the entrance like Marvin Sapp.
Yeah.
I need everybody to get two boxes. Block the entrance. Two boxes.
Beamer, Range Rover. Get over here.
They got it on
four boxes.
Dang, that's smart, though. That's smart business. They be jumping the other girls that try to sell cookies in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
like this is my block.
This is my block.
Bro, to be honest with you, I don't even know if there's any other girls selling Girl Scout cookies in this old subdivision. I've only seen her and her daughter out there going door to, and they text us and they do all that. So they legit, man. They do their thing. So I ain't gonna
shut down the whole block.
I'm not gonna hate on their hustle, man. Not gonna hate on their hustle.
Y'all get fat while we starve. It's our turn. But yeah, I want to know where the fuck the money goes.
No clue, buddy.
I just looked it up and it says it stays local, benefiting girls, troops, and local council, with a portion of the money going directly to their troop for their activities and projects.
No.
Nah, the rest is used to support the Girl Scout programs and operations.
Operations. There we go.
There you go.
Y'all hiring?
Paying salaries. It's paying salaries.
And them cookies got metal in them.
Yeah, they heard about that. People suing about that.
They ain't gonna win.
We've been eating them cookies for years, dog.
Everything.
Why the fuck can't people just make cookies like... just make shit the normal way. Like, why is it always something you gotta put in this motherfucker?
Let's put fentanyl in it.
That's like, I used to take a class in college, man. A lot of this food and stuff you have, FDA let you have a certain amount of, like, peanut butter. You can have, like, 30 fly eggs in it or 30 eggs in it or peanut butter. Like, that's how they pass it. Like, it's stuff in everything you eat or drink.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you're growing it outside.
Everything poison.
We dying slowly with something. Yeah.
So that's why I'm trying to stop smoking, because apparently I got to slow it down a little bit so I can.
I thought you did.
Yeah, I did. But you know.
What's slowing it down?
I'm talking about slow down, period. Like drinking and all that stuff. Like, you know, I used to drink every day.
Damn.
Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah, y'all something.
I mean, we looked it up and we wasn't. I thought we was.
Like, drinking every day is not a problem.
No, it's not. No, it is. It's not alcohol.
You're not an alcoholic
unless you're drunk. Like you get drunk.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't get drunk every day.
Well, no, even alcoholics is still that like.
You can't have liquor in the
house. You have a dependency.
Hey, man.
You have a dependency on alcohol.
I had a bet going with CJ, man. I was like, man, you can't out drink my boy, but you ain't drinking no more, man. You ain't going to out drink still anyway. So
I'm not. Like, he drink him in action.
Yeah, he drink every night. I'm like, dang.
Dude, he get drunk every night.
Yeah.
Fifth every night? He look drunk, though.
A fifth every night?
That man can drink. His
First of all, that's expensive as fuck.
Oh, he drink whatever.
Yeah, he drank
whatever.
I know somebody else that was like that, and he drink like tequila and shit, like a bottle every night, and motherfucker's stomach, the lining is all fucked up in his stomach, and he's still doing it.
That's getting beat. Yeah. Anyway,
part of my day off.
I'm talking about the scotch, guys. Y'all don't know about that. But, yeah. I'm probably going to forget all about this and buy Girl Scout cookies next year.
Nah. I don't even really like Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, I only do it because the cost. Sometimes I just give them money and walk away.
Yeah. Like,
or like the popcorn girl, thing, like, I just get money.
No, the popcorn shit, you got me. You got my attention.
The popcorn fire. It's so fire that it's overpriced and we still buy it.
Yeah. And... like, I still am one, like, you know what I'm saying, the world famous chocolates or whatever, the world's famous.
They still selling that shit?
I don't know. I ain't seen them, but those.
I saw it at the dollar store.
Those had me in a chokehold. I ain't gonna lie. Them motherfuckers,
those
bro.
Was all right.
Oh, that's still a dollar?
That was all right.
Yeah. That was all
right, anytime my wife, niece came up and was like, yo, got some of these. We selling. I'm like,
came up there like,
I'm the whole case. Yeah, I was like, gee, I was damn near getting the whole. But you know, they get them like little suitcases.
Yeah.
They got to go through, and then when they sell all that, they get another suitcase and try to sell.
Just dropped 100. Was like,
I was like, hey,
give me them.
No, hey, these crunchy ones though. Y'all can have these. Get those away.
The crunchy ones is the foulest.
No, I didn't like the.
You was eating straight chocolate.
I'm not a crunch bar person. Like I like the caramel. The caramel ones.
Oh, okay.
The caramel filled ones.
You ain't like the ones with nuts in them.
Not with a bunch that look like it's an outbreak. Like, them look like measles. Them crunch look fucked up. When you look at that shit.
I'm talking about the one with the almonds.
Oh, yeah, I get you. I like but the other ones, like, you know what I'm saying? Like the regular chocolate all the way to Hershey or whatever. Not Hershey, but the full chocolate.
Yeah.
All that shit was on point, man.
Okay.
They don't miss.
They're not nasty, but they ain't like no cracker.
I mean,
that shit was cracked. I don't know what the fuck.
Go to the dollar store and knock yourself out.
Oh no,
yeah,
they're at the dollar store.
They sell like the world's. Store. No. They at the counter. They got the world's chocolate. Yeah.
What dollar store?
Family Dollars. Too, yeah. All the Family Dollars. They got them at the front. Okay. The counter.
Yeah, gee, I ain't been to a Family Dollar and like fuck.
I forgot when you get that money, you don't come to the...
No, I just see. I haven't seen one.
Stay on the other side.
I got.
He go to Dollar General.
Yeah, we got Dollar General down the street. You know, that's it.
All right, man. So a restaurant is finally doing good by they fucking employees and shit. Texas restaurant got this sign at their restaurant. To create a livable wage for front and back house employees, we factor in the cost of labor into menu prices. The policy ensures employees are paid better per hour than industry standards, are provided with benefits, and can maintain financial stability. As a result, tipping is not expected. I wish all the restaurants would do this. Like, pay your fucking employees enough to have some fucking money to do some shit. Like, they still paying niggas $4 an hour.
Yeah,
and they gotta live off tips. And then we supposed to subsidize that shit?
I mean, the $4 an hour don't still exist, though, right?
Yes, it do. Some people still live off tips. Yeah.
Shit.
That's why they got to live off the tip.
But I got questions about that, though. You jacking up prices? Like, are you making cheaper food quality now? Because how are you paying your employees that? Like, there's always
a... Yeah, restaurants are closing down because of that shit. So you got to have some explaining to do.
Like, now the steaks went from $20 to $40. The cover-up. you know, the tips. So yeah. I'm trying to figure out where to, you know, where you getting it from? Where the back end at? Are you making
the paying the employees?
Yeah, but you're paying them, but you're jacking up the prices. Okay, are you now you getting cheaper food quality? Like you're getting grade C food instead of grade A food now because you've got to cut the cost somewhere?
I think they're using the same food. They just adding more onto it. So kind of like how they do here in Atlanta when they just throw gratuity on your shit and then put another receipt on top of it and ask you for a tip.
That additional tip is
amazing. Yeah, so they doing the same shit that they doing. They just being upfront with you.
So like, all right, it's $40. Boom, they jack the price. Yeah. Boom.
I mean, I prefer that though. Like, I don't want you
the hidden fees.
Yeah, or like I don't want you like, you know, forcing me to tip when the price is clearly this and you telling me like, hey, tip this much or like, you know, whatever. Like just put it in, include it in the fucking price of the food so I can keep it moving.
Yeah, because there was a spot in Atlanta that, like, if you have five people, it's automatic, like, 30% gratuity. Like
That's the most of them.
Yeah.
So I'm like, God.
But shit, you go into a retail store, like, for, like, clothing, that person that's helping you, you know, selling you the stuff ain't working off of just tips. They getting paid a wage to be there. Now, some of them get bonuses and all that shit. Like, you know.
Like, high-end places get, like, commissions and shit like that.
Yeah, but shit, like, just pay the people. Like, and we just have to pay more. The government going to have to figure out how to make the
government ain't figuring out shit. Hey, you ain't noticed.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm just saying, like, that's where the shit, like, you know, can make a difference.
I mean, hopefully, like,
imported and shit.
Like, I would like to see that more. I mean, that's what they do overseas. Like, they don't let you tip over there. They're like, nah, nigga, it's
like Japan and North Korea.
Yeah, they like, it's offensive.
It's offensive. They get mad.
No, we pay them enough so they can make a livable wage and shit. Like, they not living like rich as hell, but they can buy food and have an apartment.
Yeah.
So shout out to them, man. Hopefully, like, customers see this and be like, okay, let's try to support them so we can keep this going.
Customers complain, man, them prices too high. You know how we do.
But shit, I just seen on the news the other day, like, people bitching about tipping. It was like, why am I walking up to this shit? You turn around and it's fucking asking me for a tip.
I'm like, no tip. Especially if I'm picking up.
And you can't tell me that you can't turn that out. That
but white people are like, we feel pressured.
Look, my wife would go,
skip. Like, no. Skip.
You ever go to the grocery store and they'd be like, hey, you want to donate? My wife's like, no, quick. She's like, nah.
Hell no.
That's already paid for.
But sometimes I might, you know, give a dollar, round up to the nearest dollar.
No, they've already paid. They've already donated. They're just trying to recoup their money back. That shit done.
Yeah. All that shit is scam. It's like, all right, you pay them kids is getting like 5 cents of that dollar.
Yeah. It's like the popcorn. They only get like, if you read the end of like somebody donation, like, oh, they get 40% of the donations for the popcorn. Like,
yeah, but I want the popcorn.
But I got something out of it.
Yeah, I feel fulfilled. Yeah. You know, and it get here quick too.
Yeah. Once last year they threw my popcorn in the bushes. I'm like, damn, they said it delivered. They sent me some more popcorn. They're like, oh, we so sorry. But FedEx threw it in the bushes. I'm like, man, this popcorn never came. And by the time I found a box, there was ants all around it. They didn't get in the bag, but I wasn't gonna eat it. Like, man, there's ants in this junk. So they sent me some more popcorn.
Shit. Fuck you talking about, it's sealed. Vacuum sealed. Like,
I ain't fighting no fire ants to get some popcorn.
Are those fire ants?
Yeah.
No. I'm good.
Spray it from a distance.
Now he got cancer.
Now I'm sitting there melting away. You're like, why am I dying?
Oh, man. Speaking of employees on bullshit, man, NASA ain't paying them astronauts that got stuck up there for 9 months no more than their regular salary.
Did you say NASA?
NASA.
Oh, okay.
Yes, NASA.
NASA ain't paying. Say,
damn.
These them good white folks now.
They're not going to pay them. Them nice boys that went up there to that sky, to that dark sky out there.
They worked there long time.
Oh, yeah. It was up there 286 days.
200 is? What? I'm just fucking with you.
Long time. Give him a lot of sons.
Dude, no fault of their own due to multiple thrusters failing. They ain't getting nothing. No hazard pay, nothing.
they said it's a fixed salary. It's a government job, man. They said it's a fixed salary. They get paid this set.
You knew salary. What the fuck you signed up for.
Yeah, that's what they said. And then one of them said, well, no, we don't get paid on the time we're up there. We get paid permission. So he like, you know, we understand. Like, one of them already said that. But my thing is, they were supposed to be up there for 9 days. They was up there for 286 days. Where did the food come from? Like, did they bring another ship and put
They were sending shit up there.
Okay, I'm like, how did they eat?
Like, I think Elon was sending shit up there. Like,
they had a little robot. Like,
yeah, because I remember that shit. I was like, well, can't you send something up there to bring them back down? Like,
right. You gotta send them,
and grab like, them. Nah, they got to come down with the shit.
Yeah.
But I don't...
Yeah, that's crazy. But it's like us, you know, we salary and they make us stay, go on the weekend to kickoff and stuff. Like, we don't get paid for that.
That's 3 days, nigga. That's not even. That's like a day and a half. Them niggas up there for a year.
Hey, they signed. They're somewhere in their contract, and you might be here longer.
But how much do they get paid?
$155,000 a year.
Yeah. Okay.
But
that's it?
To be an astronaut, dog.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
I always make more money than that.
You can die.
I don't know. I don't see myself ever liking astronomy that much.
No, like, I didn't went to all these schools and got all these degrees. I make $155 and y'all just leave me up here.
Like, y'all all right. Y'all be all right. It's a little hot. Y'all be
eating all right. Bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, isn't it eating that paste?
Eating that little box food.
Yeah.
Catching water that's floating away from them.
They had to be bored up there. Like.
Bored up there.
Risking my life to be vacuum, like sucked into fucking
just flipping mush, around,
like
George
just,
Clooney and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, for $150,000.
Yeah,
nigga, you gotta at least give me like the big joint. I need athlete money, nigga. But,
I thought astronauts are making like half $1 million.
Yeah, I thought they were making some bread, but I guess they love they.
Fuck that. I thought they were millionaires. I thought astronauts were millionaires. Like, even if they weren't like, you know what I'm saying, $100 million people, like, at least like they, $5 million. They getting $5 million and they got a good comfortable
over
life.
Over 25 years?
That's wild.
And they probably had to go up there like the next week to go back up there. I think you got to do a certain amount a year.
No, they got to chill. They got to like decompress because they got taller up there and shit.
Come back.
Yeah. The station get taller and shit.
Yeah, they
learn how to walk again because they probably off.
Yeah.
They ain't fucked. Oh, they probably up there fucking. Probably all type not. Of fluids just floating around and shit.
What is this?
They probably not. They probably not.
Dan!
You don't think there was?
Nah. That's a
you bored.
Time.
That's a lot of time. 286 days.
Yeah,
shit, I might be in there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Myself, but like I think that they can resist fucking each other.
They came on them reality shows. Maybe like 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
You well, I guess they had no lick
right,
up there.
You right, yeah,
right. Oh man, let's get into sports real quick. We got to talk about Bron versus Stephen A. I guess I show a couple of clips of these niggas going back and forth.
Then what do y'all want me to do? You want me to act? You want this to be a reincarnation of Chris Rock and Will Smith? And let me state for the record that while we bring up that, let me assure you it wouldn't have gone down like that. I would have gotten my kick because had that man put his hands on me, I would have immediately swung on him.
Which leads obviously to you and Stephen A. Hey, legit, that feels like a moment that had been brewing for a long time.
He's like on a Taylor Swift tour run right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're watching it. Yep. We're all seeing it.
Oh, yeah.
You're seeing it as well.
It started off with, I didn't want to address it.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't want to address it. I wasn't going to address it. But since the video came out, I feel the need to address it.
Yeah, it went viral. You would have been talking about it.
Are you kidding me? If it's one person that couldn't wait to the video to drop so you could address it. It's your ass. Like, seriously, he completely, like, missed the whole point. The whole point. Never would I ever not allow people to talk about the sport, criticize players about what they do on the court. That is your job, to criticize or to... You know, be in a position where, okay, if a guy's not performing, you know, that is all part of the game.
From being fair and calling it like I see it, We ain't exchanging Christmas gifts. We ain't having Thanksgiving dinner together. What you bring your son up into there for? What you bring your family up in there before? You gonna go on Pat McAfee show, talk about you gonna protect your house. What you talking about? Your son ain't at the house. He's at Crypto.com Arena. We ain't covering him in Brentwood. We covering him in downtown L.A. at the Crypto.com Arena where you put him.
I'll say I take LeBron's side. If, you know, like LeBron saying, you know, you talking about my, you know, son, keep it sports. You know, don't be like, don't talk about the family. Don't say my other son is better. You know, keep it, you know, on the sport. Don't talk about my family. Like, now I got to step in for my son.
But then he is talking about the sports, though.
Didn't he say something about, like, father to father, though, or something like
he
that?
He did say father to father.
I think niggas get – niggas.
Like, he on the reason he in the league is because, you know.
But it's true.
That is true.
But niggas take offense to certain shit. Like the good fathers out here that know that it's like, hey, I know that I'm doing a good job. Get real offended if you start questioning or say anything about their fathering or sound remotely like you're talking about their father.
Stephen A.
Because I feel like that's what, from what I heard, that's what it seemed like.
That's what LeBron is saying. And Stephen A. is saying, like, you put him in this position to get talked about. Yeah, you use your power to override all this shit to get your wish. So I'm talking about him. I'm doing my job. Fuck what you talking about.
But LeBron is making him look crazy, though. He and everybody agreeing with LeBron. Yeah, you know, Stephen A. Like, LeBron flipping the narrative, making him look crazy.
He is.
he making him
he
look
crazy. Stephen A. is, he's he's saying all type of shit that's unnecessary.
Stephen A.
LeBron's
too chill for
He pretty much came out and said, LeBron is a fucking liar.
He fake.
He's fake. And there's a reason why he wasn't sitting up with everybody else at, because he came back and was like, well, he was at Kobe's memorial. He's just in the back. Mm-hmm. Why he went up with everybody else? I'll let him tell that. Why he didn't come to D-Wade thing, but he was, out the country, like, right before it. Like, he's just saying all type of shit like that. It's just like, okay.
What they got to do tonight?
That's and then he's like, he goes and gives him his props at the same time. Like, well, you are like second on the list. Like, you second all the time. You great. Woo, woo, all that shit, man. He's like, are you mad? Because you not, we don't have you at number one. Like, he's saying shit like that. So it's like.
But when you say it like that, I don't believe it all the way. I don't believe this whole thing. I feel like they're too.
They both came out and said they don't like each other, too.
I feel like you guys are, like, no offense to Bron or to Stephen A, but it's like, now y'all just, like, the old niggas arguing. and that's just real. It's like, because, like, Bron is, like, at the point where it's, like, he's still, at his stature, he's still, you know, bringing the season. He still has the power of what he, you know, but it's kind of like, the buzz is kind of like, you know, settling down. Everybody know that you're getting to a point where you're probably going to retire at some point. Everybody,
they're expecting Brian to go to the finals this year.
And the facts. But I'm just saying, like, that's why this is relevant, because Brian is still relevant. Stephen A. is still relevant because, you know, of his accomplishments and him building up to be in this space.
Yeah.
And how hard he had to work to get here. So you're not going to take anything away from him. Any argument he gets into with anybody is always going to revert back to the fact that he's solidified his stance here. So Brian and him arguing right now is just kind of like one of those pointless arguments, bickerings of two older men.
They both kind of right.
Yeah, they,
like,
both in their face.
Now, if it was Stephen A. talking about one of the, like, Ja Morant, like, passed, you know, everything that
he was.
He did. That makes more sense. And Ja Morant saying some shit to Stephen A. like, you know what I'm saying, you old bald head ass nigga. Like, woo woo.
Ja Morant gonna up pole on him.
Like, I'm just saying, like, that to me, I don't know. I feel like him and Brian, like, y'all.
I mean, his job is
y'all
to talk.
Y'all shit don't feel real. I mean, I know it is. Real,
it's definitely wrestling.
But it's just like,
it's definitely wrestling.
It's just like, what? Like, are y'all really affecting each other right now? No, like, that seems like y'all just, And I know Bron is sticking up for his kid and doing whatever he got to do, but it's like, all right, this is just.
Y'all gonna box?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's just kind of like.
I mean, you gonna whoop Stephen A. ass?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, Bron, it's like, is it on site? Like, I don't know. What is this?
They seen each other on site, so there was nothing done at the game.
Yeah.
So.
He just punked him.
Yeah. So just,
in front of his guys.
Well, y'all better jump LeBron, jump him.
Yeah, I mean, it's all, I think.
You gonna wipe all them niggas out of one.
I feel like it's still like there's a mutual respect thing that they got, and they're just like publicly.
That's a mutual disrespect.
It is, but I think that they're still like, as men, they know that they ain't trying to go there.
Oh, like, no. Like, Brian, they got too much on the line.
Brian been in this shit too long.
That nigga shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Lose his job.
He just read up.
Yeah, he just got paid, so he don't want to mess that up.
Yeah, he was like, then LeBron gonna pull that shit the day I signed my contract. He knew what he was doing. He looked at the camera that I didn't know was behind me right after he said it. I was like, damn, I gotta go back and look at that. This is good wrestling.
Yeah.
Oh man, one more thing in sports, man. They trying to make this 1v1 shit pop. I know, I don't know if y'all heard Brandon Jennings came out talking about how he'll whoop everybody ass and how he better than everybody in his draft class and all that shit in a 1v1. He said he'll whoop Jeff Teague. He'll come at Gilbert Arenas and some other people, which Jeff Teague said, man, I'll beat your ass, man. You 100 pounds. Like, I'm bigger than you.
Like,
you
fighting
not?
Or?
No, hooping. Like, hooping. Okay, hooping. Yeah. So
what's up with all that, these old niggas wanting to fight?
No, this is hooping. But Michael Beasley and Lance Stevenson are doing a 1v1 for $100,000.
They can get the fight in.
Off top.
You ain't getting on each other. Like, hey.
They about to lose, man. The gang going to start getting crazy.
They'll be playing prison ball.
But like one-on-one wouldn't show you how great you are. It's different than playing one-on-one and playing like a basketball game. Like, two different things. Like, you might beat me one-on-one, but in the game, you ain't going to do, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a lot of players is like good one-on-one and they sucked in the league. Like them N1 niggas.
Yeah, N1.
Them N1 niggas is cross you up, take you to the cup. Can't go to the league, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's just what it was. Like, Professor.
I was just going to tell you, don't think Professor fucked somebody up?
But I'm definitely going to watch them play because I know they
I don't know. I think it's pay-per-view. I ain't watching that shit.
Oh, pay-per-view?
I'll watch it.
I'm going to bootleg it or something.
I still ain't paid for Joe Button's.
You ain't paying for that shit?
No, for the
oh, that shit?
The pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah, no. I saw some of it on Mello Podcast. He was clowning their ass, which it did look really bad.
Yeah.
With him hooping?
Did you see? I heard about it. No. He was just showing some of the clips, and then Mello was just laughing. He was like, I can't believe they came out. I can't believe they filmed this.
Yes,
they're going to have to, hopefully they do somewhere that, you know, down the line, they lower the price like 99 cents. You know how they do on Amazon.
Limited time offer.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? 99 cents. Just drop this off. Like,
I mean, if I want to see that, I'll just go out there hoop myself with y'all niggas. And I can look stupid, too.
Yeah, nah. I don't need to see y'all look crazy. Like, that's just. Yeah,
because he looked bad in that club. Joe Budden looked trash. Like,
hey, I'm going to film y'all when y'all hoop.
Man. It'll be way different.
Yeah, it definitely will. I think we'll a little bit more.
He looked bad. Like, he couldn't even.
Like, Joe in there was like smoker, like no work.
Bouncing the ball like this. So like,
making wife beater and shit.
He looked bad.
Man. Any 1v1s y'all looking forward to? Anybody y'all want to see, like, go? Oh, I got Michael Beasley whooping his ass, by the way.
Yeah. I think Michael Beasley will beat him. Who would I want to see?
Ja versus, what is that nigga name? STG? What is his name?
SGA?
Yeah, him.
Ooh. That'd be decent.
Yeah.
Ja SGA. Okay. That's a good one.
I want to see, I know they, Kyrie versus Curry, bro. Like, both of the dribbling skills. I just want to see them.
No defense.
Curry might fry it, man. Let each other go. But I want to see the handles, because they both got good handles, bro. I want to see.
Yeah, and they can both shoot threes.
I want to see KD Giannis.
KD probably beat him.
No, Giannis. Ooh.
Giannis ain't got no jumper like
that. But Giannis, but Giannis is all muscle.
Yeah, he's defensive as fuck. Yeah, like, yeah, I ain't saying Giannis going. I'm talking about like, it's kind of like a defense versus offense kind of thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Even though KD ain't no slouch on defense, but Giannis bigger. So yeah, I think that'll be a decent matchup, though.
Yeah.
All right, man, let's get out of sports,
not
man.
Not your king of the, not king of the NBA, face of the NBA.
No, he's not the face of the NBA. I was saying that he could have been the face of the NBA. He couldn't wait, bro.
I was saying, is this show king?
He ain't right here, bum. He got two MVPs and what a chip. Yeah.
And what has that gotten him? Where is he
a
now?
Lot of money. Success. What does he have? A family?
He's just a regular fucking player. He's a regular, successful, high-end player. That's
the regular 8-time All-Star, 2-MVP, championship-getting player.
But you get all that and still ain't the face of the NBA.
They're not going to let that foreign-ass nigga be the face of the NBA.
Jokic?
Jokic ain't the face of the NBA. And they're not going to let him be it. He don't want to be it. Soon as the NBA over, he go home and ride horses.
That motherfucker, they will pay him.
Luka might get it because he like to drink and fuck white girls in L.A.
Oh, definitely Luka. They did, man. Luka gonna look like they
had. You want to go to L.A. and play with Bron?
Yeah.
Hell
they,
yeah.
Then they had Kirk.
Say less.
Was it Kirk Cousins that had on the plane a whole bunch of chains on?
Oh, when he came to Atlanta.
Yeah, and doing all that shit. That's Luka. They just gonna get that nigga with a bunch of chains on.
He partying every night.
Rocking some little dirt.
Oh, yeah. We don't mind if you drink here, Luca. Go ahead. Talking about I'm drunk. So, did he not drop 70? Yeah, was he drunk when he did that? Give him some more. They said Iverson was out there drunk.
I can believe
working
that.
For him?
I mean, if you ever watch Winning Time, you know that they got a history of letting niggas. Yeah.
With the nigga that was out there smoking crack, grabbing rebounds.
Just let me have it. Just let me do my shit, and I'm going to do my shit. I'm going to be a super saiyan.
Give him a bump, man. That'll get him out there. All right, man. Can you be bought? Why is that so fucking funny?
Yeah, man. We're high as hell. Yeah.
Can you be bought? Right, you got real excited. Like, every time.
Can you be bought? Hey,
can you be bought?
Streak at a big televised event. You can go out there in your drawers. You ain't got to be butt ass because that might be a crime. I'm just saying. Either the Super Bowl, Finals, Game 7, a Final Four game, or a World Cup game. Get $1 million.
Which one would I do?
No, first of all, are you doing it? And second of all, which one of them you picking?
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Yeah, $1 million right. Locked up, I'll be all right. You're going to be $100.
Like that dude who bet on himself? Like,
I mean, I can't ever go...
You probably can't go back no more. Yeah, you'd be banned.
So, like, who the fuck going back?
But, yeah, exactly.
Oh, so you're going to pick some shit you don't want to go to then?
Yeah. World Cup or something.
It's going to be in the U.S. next year or the year after, one of them two.
Are you trying to get, you got $1 million put up or something?
No, I'm just saying. So, y'all doing it? Which one of y'all doing it at? I feel like the World Cup.
Yeah, the World Cup. I ain't going to watch it.
Yeah, probably be the World Cup.
Yeah.
You're doing the World Cup?
Yeah.
Mm.
It didn't seem like it.
Do you gotta survive a certain amount of time, or you just gotta?
No, you gotta go out there. They gonna get you.
Yeah, they gonna grab you.
Yeah, you getting your ass kicked.
They don't seem to tackle you in a World Cup though when you streak.
Yeah, it like take a long time to catch you for some reason.
They feel big as fuck.
Yeah, they usually just like kind of just grab you and like walk you off and shit. Like I feel like football. And
yeah, one of them players will hit your ass.
Put their foot out.
Yeah. I guess I would go to the World Cup game. But it would have to be here. I don't want to get arrested overseas.
Yeah,
I don't know what the fuck they do.
I don't think you get arrested, though.
You do get arrested.
Like, for the moment. Like, I don't think they
If you go out on the fucking court or anything like that, you get arrested.
Yeah, but that's like for the rest of the day or like.
Yeah, you're not going to prison,
nigga.
That's
what I'm saying. You're not like.
But overseas, you might.
Yeah, they might do something. They might be like a felony.
You over there in Saudi Arabia, they don't play that shit. So, yeah, a World Cup game if it's in the U.S. But other than that, I'll do the Final Four game. I probably ain't going to that shit no more. Y'all can ban me. That's cool.
The Final Four, man?
Yeah, Final Four.
That's
game.
A good one.
Yeah, cause I don't care. Like, my team would never
I only have to deal with that if, like, my daughter go to one of them schools, like, damn, I can't set foot on the campus no more.
You can't do it.
That's some shit I did when you was three.
Can't do it at the WNBA because that'd be a sex crime.
Oh.
Will it?
No. I don't know. So you put, you keep your drawers on.
Yeah. Or
you're exposing. I don't know.
That's why I say you keep your drawers on, because if you put your dick out, it might be kids there.
Oh, yeah, you definitely. Yeah. You going to jail for a
now
minute.
You ringing doorbells in your neighborhood. Like, yeah. They making me come over here and do this shit. I know y'all seen me on the news. Yeah. So, I ain't touching kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, man. Shout outs.
You know, thank y'all for having me on the show, man. Shout out to my wife, you know. My little man at home, they probably got a timer on me. You know, she probably going to blow up my phone.
Where the fuck he at?
You know, appreciate y'all having me on the show, man. You know, till next time, I guess. You know.
Yeah, we're going to have you back on. Next week, by the way.
Yeah, man, shout out to you both, you know. Shout out to my wife and kids. Shout out to all the black-owned businesses, black entrepreneurs out there doing it. And growing, I'm like, that's all I got tonight, man.
Oh wow,
it's been a long day.
Got a speech,
yeah.
Oh man, well, shout you two gentlemen out, man. It's been a great show. Definitely want to shout out the listeners. We appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all fucking with us, like we say every week. Whether you. Laughing with us, shitting on us, supporting us, all that stuff, man. We appreciate it all, man. Thank you guys. I don't have my list, but I should be able to do this. I can't. Shout out to Hitman Podcast, Chris,
what?
MG,
what?
5.
What?
Shout out King O'Deezy. Shout out Stacks 100. Seeing them, doing the finish the line shit, you know, it's the after party where the bitch is at.
Yeah,
Shout him out, man. He's still putting out new stuff, man. Check out After Party, it's streaming on all platforms. Shout out, Fat Boy Fitness.
Appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know why he comes in here and don't shout his shit out. He's in here, lifting the whole gym. No. Trying to train other people and, you know, trying to expose people to see if they're strong or not. That's his jam. That's what he's doing. Don't ever tell him that you lift more than him. You better be able to back it up.
Nah, bro, I ain't on that right now, bro.
Well, he going to hit the group chat and be like, this nigga weak as hell. when y'all going to hoop? I know you just had a kid and shit.
No, look, we're going to do it this summer so we can shut it up. We're going to
record
it.
Absolutely.
Okay. We're going to record it.
Let y'all niggas get in shape and all that stuff.
This summer, dog. We're going to do it. I ain't going to run it. If I got to come up there to his hood.
What y'all doing?
We can be halfway.
Y'all doing best out of three. Y'all just doing 1 to 11?
Yeah, 1 to 11. We good.
Okay. All right.
I mean, he might lose and want to do it again, but, you know. But, you know, we're going to see. This summer, I ain't running. We're gonna do it this summer. Then we're gonna get on the show and talk about it.
Yeah,
and we gonna have clips,
footage.
I'll edit it myself.
He gonna have him looking good the whole time.
Tween, tween.
Oh man! I'm like, what did he dunk?
Oh man! Shout out my family. I forgot. She don't watch this shit, though. This is going to be the one she watched. She's like, they all shouted at their family. Like, you right. All right, man. Other than that, we out.
Don't be weird.
Peace.
This has been the I Ain't Going Show. You can watch us on YouTube or listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeart, Amazon Music, Stitcher, and Audible. Please be sure to rate, review, subscribe, and follow.